Hello everyone. I'm Justin from Windows Server Interop and Tools team, the same team with Lusa. Today I will have a brief introduction about MSFSA protocol testing. Here's our today's agenda. First, I will have an introduction about protocol interoperability, and then I will go through our test suite. So how many of you are familiar with FSA protocol and the document? Okay. So FSA is describing the abstract model of file system object store to support SIFS SMB and SMB2. In our test suite, we will capture the data that are observed on well and compared with the definition in the documentation. And we will have a synthetic SMB client to send SMB2 message to contact remote server, which will finally to have object store layer with the data change, and we will verify the data in SMB2 response to see if it's complies with the FSA document. Since FSA defines the model and the algorithm for file operation, we could group them as based on user scenario, such as create file, query directory or file information, and query and set file system information. So our test suite are also grouped the such algorithms and abstract data in such categories. In our test suite, we will use hybrid test approaches, which we use traditional tests to cover the new algorithms introduced in Windows 8, such as integrated information, copy offload, firewall trim, and FS sector size information. Also, we have verification about for the new file system IEFS, which is also introduced in Windows Server 2012. Besides that, we also leverage model-based testing to cover the huge document requirement to make sure the implementation complies with the requirement. This is a typical this is the construction of our typical test cases. In this diagram, our test case will send SMB or SMB2 messages through FSA adapter, where we'll contact the remote file through the TCP transport, and the remote server, which is SUT, expose SMB shells on a specific file system. so that we could verify if the file system implementation compiles with the description mentioned in the document. So, any questions about the test components? Okay. This is the network topology for our test suite. Basically, we will have a domain and with two servers joined. Our test suite will install on client O0 and contact with the remote server, which is the system on the test. So this is the first introduction about the FSA protocol interoperability. Any questions so far? Okay, let's move on. Now we will have an introduction about our test suite. This is the folder structure of the test suite after installation. The batch file contains the batch script, which could run the built-in test case automatically. And the bin folder contains the binary of the of our test suite. And the docs folder contains the documentation of FSA, the released FSA document and our test design spec for the FSA. And the scripts folder contains the script that will be used for the test environment setup. And finally, the source folder contains all the test suite source codes that will which will generate the test suite binaries. After we execute the test case, all the test results will be generated in the test results folder. Also, our test suite will leverage some SDK, test SDK, to send and measure data on the well. So we also have an infrastructure folder to hold all the test suite library codes. This is the source code structure after load the Visual Studio program. All traditional test cases are under this category, which is mainly focused in the new algorithm introduced in Windows 8. And the configuration files are used to configure which remote server the test case will contact and which file system will be tested. And also, here is the test cases generated by model. Regarding to the configurations in FSA test suite, we will have the file system with shells pre-configured so that our test cases could access the remote shells. After that, we will have configurations changed in PTF deployment configure. We will have the remote server names and access credential and the transport to connect to the remote server. Also, we will have item specify which file system we are currently test against. Yeah, that's what we will talk about today. So any questions? Okay. Yeah. Test suite. Now the question is, well, we can get the test suite. I think we can get the published test suite through MS Connect program. Yeah.
Correct. So for the existing test suites from last year, they're posted to our Connect SharePoint site. And as in our presentation earlier today, you can look at the recording or the refer to that. The open specification site, the Microsoft.com/protocols site, there's a test tools link to the Connect site. So you can go ahead and download those older test suites. The newer test suites, just a reminder again, any of the updated test suites for this year, such as the SMB3 protocol family test suite, will not be available immediately. And so you'll have to take them as a private from the event here. And they will be posted to our tool site in the future. Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.